This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Rescuers are forming bucket brigades and using heavy machinery to try to find anybody who may still be alive in the rubble of that collapsed condo building near Miami. They say this is still a search and rescue operation, but nobody's been found alive since hours after the building fell down on Thursday. 11 people are known dead. 150 others are still missing. Dr. Howard Lieberman is there. He's a trauma surgeon who has friends who've lost loved ones.
And then you have the loved ones that show up and they're screaming the name of the person who's missing. And it's hard.
The AP's Jackie Quinn reports that experts had warned about the structure of this building years ago.
An engineering firm had warned 3 years ago there were major flaws in the structure of the Champlain Tower South, and millions of dollars in renovations would be needed. But records show at a November 2018 meeting of the condo board, a Surfside building official said the structure was, quote, in very good shape. The mayor of Surfside says a review is underway, while several residents have already filed lawsuits. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Experts say the miserable heat wave that's baking parts of the West is worse because of human-caused climate change. Temperatures shattered records yesterday. 116 degrees in Portland, Oregon, 108 in Seattle. The National Weather Service is warning the unprecedented heat will continue for much of the week. Health officials in Los Angeles County are recommending but not requiring masks be worn indoors in public places. They're trying to prevent the highly transmissible Delta variant of the coronavirus from spreading. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's proposal to investigate the January attack on the U.S. Capitol building would involve 13 House members and the power to subpoena witnesses. This is AP News. Minnesota's governor is announcing changes to policing practices.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz announced statewide changes to policing Monday that Walz said will increase transparency and accountability. Walz directed state law enforcement agencies to develop a policy that will allow families of victims killed by officers in those agencies to view body camera footage within 5 days of the fatal encounter. Additionally, a police misconduct database will be created. The executive action also directs $15 million in grants received via the American Rescue Plan federal stimulus package toward community safety and violence intervention programs. Walz acted just days after former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin was sentenced to 22 and a half years in prison for the death of George Floyd. I'm Mike Gracia.
The Harry S. Truman Presidential Library reopens July 2nd in Independence, Missouri, after 2 years of renovations. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.